That's Yoni and the song Endless Summer. Hey, don't forget, you want to go grab the app, the Civic Media app. Take us anywhere that you go. You can do that right now at civicmedia.us. In the studio with me right now is the artist Yoni. Yoni, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc.
Yeah, it's good to be here. This is really cool. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. It's great to watch. You know, I was telling you off air, and I feel like an idiot. In the promo, I called you Yoni. I was on with John and Gordy yesterday, too. Does that happen often?
Yes, that happens often.
Are they normally idiots like me?
They're not idiots. And Jimmy K, you are far from that. This is a true story. So I've been playing music forever. And yeah. So my name is Yoni, Y-O-N-I. Yoni, Y-O-N-I-E is a stage name that, so I can be myself, but a little bit different on stage.
Yeah.
And when I was 5 years old, I had a piano teacher. And I had her for 5 years. And every single day, she said, "Hi, Yoni, how you doing?" So it's very, also there's the, that one like Eastern European dude with super long hair, Yoni, the artist. It's okay. Yeah. It happens all the time. Happens to the best of us, really.
So Yoni, it's a unique name. I like it. What kind of name is it?
It's a Jewish name. So okay. there's a biblical character named Yonatan, and I go by Yoni for short. My legal name is Jonathan, but I go by Yoni.
I like it. Well, thanks again for coming in today. We just heard your song, Endless Summer.
Yeah, it's cool to hear it on the radio.
Great song. It's wonderful to hear it on the radio. Tell me about that song. Tell us the meaning behind that song.
Yeah, that song I wrote about... I was dealing with someone who is struggling with addiction, and I, like most musicians, try and channel my experiences into something in music. And I really wanted my goal for this song was to take a pretty bummer of a topic and give it some and use it to charge some music that could make you move and make you feel something to try and get myself out of that funk. So
you know, dealing with addiction, either if you're the person going through the addiction or if you're a friend or a loved one of somebody going through the addiction, I mean, it's a struggle all the way around.
Yeah, it is.
And all the love and support is needed to get through that for sure.
Amen, brother.
Where are you originally from?
I am from Skokie, Illinois, which is right outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
And I lived there most of my life, went off to college, came back, and then I made my way up here.
Is Stokey one of those communities in Illinois where you can say, "Hey, I'm from Stokey," as opposed if you're from Arlington Heights, you say you're from Chicago?
So that's a very hotly debated topic, and it's Skokie, S-K-O-I-K-I-E. I would argue that I can say I'm from Chicago, but people who are from Chicago proper strongly disagree.
Northwestern University is not far from there, right?
Yeah. That's like 3 miles away.
3 miles away.
Yeah, it's real close. Right, very nice. Right in our backyard.
So you grew up there. How did you jump into music? When did you start making music? When did you realize that, hey, I got a talent and I want to do something with it?
First of all, I caught that. Thank you very much. I really appreciate those kind words. I started on piano when I was 5 years old. I come from a musical family.
Sure.
And I knew that I wanted to pursue music as just my life's passion and my life's work when I was in high school. And I decided that I wanted to be a high school band director. So I went to college and I actually studied percussion performance. Oh. And I started studying like education because I wanted to be a band teacher. And then I very quickly realized that I am not the person made to lead a high school band. And I slowly but surely just started being really honest with myself and realized that, I just want to make music for a living. And I want to make indie rock and I want to make indie pop. And I don't really want to make classical music. And I have all the respect in the world for it, but that wasn't my journey.
You had mentioned that you come from a musical family.
Yeah.
What kind of influence and what kind of inspiration did you draw from your parents?
My parents always made sure that there was music playing in the house. So I vividly remember when I was like 6 years old and I heard Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. It's one of the first songs that I can remember. Billy Joel was always playing. Yeah. Elton John was always playing. We were always exposed to new kinds of music.
Who were, when you were growing up, as you started discovering your talent again, what were you listening to? What music?
I was in the basement drumming along to American Idiot.
Okay.
Every single day. I just that album over and over and over again. Yeah, a crazy amount of Green Day, My Chemical Romance, a lot of Kings of Leon.
Okay.
A lot of Kings of Leon.
Interesting. And then at some point, you left Illinois and you came up here to Wisconsin.
I did.
What's that story about?
So about, what is it now? It's almost 2 years ago, I was introduced to this poem of a woman who actually just walked in. We started dating long distance, and about 5-6 months ago now, both of our leases were up and we decided that we didn't want to have to drive 2.5 hours to see each other. And it made sense for me to move out to Madison. I love this town, and I really wanted to start a life with her. And I drove up, and and then we actually got engaged about 2 weeks after I...
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What is your fiance's...
That's Leora.
Leora. And she just walked in the studio here.
Yeah.
So two households go to the one household.
Yeah.
Who kept the stuff? Did you have to get rid of some stuff?
I got rid of a bunch of stuff. Our entire living room is just her stuff.
Perfect.
It's better stuff.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
That's usually what happens. You go with the better, with the upgrade.
It's better. Yeah, it's better stuff.
Yoni is live in the studio with us here on Max Inc. and Civic Media. You can feel free to throw us a text if you like, 844-967-2789. You can call or text us directly from the Civic Media app. You brought your guitar with us, but...
I did.
You've talked about drumming tonight and being a percussionist. Do you still play drums regularly, or...?
Not as much as I would like. I have a practice pad that I'm always tapping on, and I'm always playing. As soon as I can, I'm buying a place big enough that I can put up a drum set.
Okay. When did you pick up the guitar?
I picked up the guitar in high school. Freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah, freshman year.
And then, how did that come about? Why did you grab the guitar in freshman year?
I grabbed the guitar because my dad would always... Whenever we really wouldn't go to sleep, my dad would always sing something to us. Mm. It was 9 times out of 10. It was usually, Sweet Baby James, by James Taylor.
Nice.
That's like our family song. He would always sing us that. And I wanted to learn how to play that song specifically. So I picked up the guitar and then I went. And then I learned how to play Sweet Baby James. And then after that, I just was like, oh man, if I can go. And then I just started picking up song after song after song. And yeah, I just wanted to be able to, play to my voice.
So everything you know on the guitar is self-taught.
Yeah. I have never taken a lesson in guitar.
Amazing. That just blows me away. That's great. Well, let's check out your skills here.
Okay.
And your talent here. You brought your guitar in. We're going to play a song live. And this song is pretty special to you. Tell us about the song Him and Her.
Yeah. So Him and Her is a song that I wrote for my now fiance. And it was pretty much, being long distance, what that's like, and it's kind of the story about how we got together. And it's the story from the beginning of our relationship until when I moved up to Madison.
And this is from the EP En Route to Madison, correct?
Yeah, that's from my EP that went live on the first of this year.
And we'll talk about that EP in just a couple of minutes. Yoni is live in studio. He's going to play a song for us. It's called Him and Her. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
All right.
Just begun. Hit the road, make it home. Just come back to my arms. I can't do this alone. What's another 100 miles? If it takes me to you, well, let's burn off these tires. Honey, come over. Get a little bit closer. It's been a day and I miss you. I've just been dying to kiss you. We've got a while to go. We'll plant some seeds and we'll watch this grow. In all the stormy weather, it's you and me forever. He traveled down from his fancy big city to see the girl who was far too pretty. He was shaking, couldn't sit still. Oh, why was there so much time to kill? Hit the road, make it home. Just come back to my arms. I can't do this alone. What's another 100 miles? If it takes me to you, well, it's burning out these tires. Honey, come over. Closer. It's been a day and I miss you. I've just been dying to kiss you. We've got a while to go. We'll plant some seeds and we'll watch this grow. In all the stormy weather, it's you and me forever.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. Thank you very much. Yoni, live here on Maxine Radio, 844-967-2789. Did Leora cry the first time she heard this song that you played it for her?
Yeah, she did. That's honestly, that's a little bit of a litmus test for me.
Sure.
Yeah, if it moves her to tears, then I know that I have something.
That's classy, man. I like that. I love a good love song like that, especially when it's impactful, for sure.
Thank you, man.
Now, that's from the album En Route to Madison. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this album. Where'd you record it and the story behind it?
Yeah, so this entire EP was completely done in my apartment when I was living in Chicago.
Do it yourself.
Yeah, it was done myself with the exception of the guitars.
Okay.
So the guitars were done, the tracking was done, everything was written by me, but the tracking specifically was done by a good friend of mine named Jeremy Peters. He's a guitarist based in Milwaukee, really, really incredible musician. But yeah, everything was done by me. Everything was written by me, the lyrics were written by me, it was mixed by me, yeah.
Awesome. What are you working on coming up for 2025? No shows in the books right now. You're working on that.
Yeah, I'm working on
that. What else? Are you going to release some more music this year?
Yeah, I'm releasing a ton of music. The goal is a new single every 6 weeks. So I released an EP on the 1st of January. I actually have a song that it's coming out on Monday. It's called Songbird. So music every 6 weeks. The goal is to do 3 ticketed shows over the next 4 months.
That's what
I got coming up.
Well, I know you're new to Madison, and hopefully you'll find this out very soon. The community here is very supportive of local singer-songwriters and musicians in general. I think you're going to fit right into our community here. So that's awesome. If people want to connect with you online, find your music online, how do we do that?
Yeah, so if you want to find my music, anywhere that you listen to music, my name is Yoni, Y-O-N-I-E, all capitalized. And if you want to find me, and if you want to follow me on my socials, Yoni Music Official is my Instagram. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you bringing your guitar out, singing a song for us.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. It's wonderful to meet you. We're going to actually, you had mentioned this just a couple seconds ago, but your song Songbird is due out on Monday.
Yeah, it's coming on Monday.
But by the miracles of modern technology, it's in my playlist right now, and we're going to play it for you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Tell us about this song.
So you just heard me sing a love song. This song is pretty gritty and emotional. It's a song about, I wrote it for someone who I unfortunately lost. And when I started writing the song, I was convinced that I wasn't going to lose them. And when I finished writing the song, I had already lost them. Yeah, it's a song that comes with it's about all the emotions that come with losing someone. Guilt, anger, sadness, and some form of acceptance where, oh, I know I'm going to see this person again. Yeah, that's Songbird.
So it's not necessarily about the person. It's about your feelings and reconciliation about losing a friend.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly awesome. Yoni, it's great to meet you. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Stay in touch, please. Let's hear that brand new song. It's a Max Inc. debut. It's Songbird. Yoni on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.